All this week, we're going to be meeting the candidates who want your vote in the upcoming provincial election. Today is our first panel. I'm joined now by three candidates from Kitchener Center. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to start by just giving you each like 30 seconds or so to introduce yourself. Laura May, we'll start with you.
Very cool. I am Laura May Lindo. I'm the NDP candidate in Kitchener Center, and I'm an excited part of Andrea Horvath's team. We are here to bring change for better. Now, I've been working with grassroots communities for positive social change for many, many years, and I decided to put my skills to better use at this moment to work for progressive change as your next MPP for Kitchener Center. Just remember, we do not have to keep choosing from bad or worse. We can offer change for the better.
Stacey?
Thank you, Craig. I'm Stacey Dankard. I'm the Green Party candidate here in Kitchener Center. I'm a mother of two boys and have a PhD in neuroscience, and I'm the co-director of a local nonprofit organization called Waterloo Region Environment Network. I'm here because I'm frustrated. I'm tired the way that politics and the government has been moving forward, and I know so many people feel the same way as I do. We need a government that we can believe in, that is doing what it can to help the people in our communities. We need a government that acts with integrity and tries to find the best evidence-based solutions that we can for the problems that face us. We need a government that is accountable to the people of this province. As part of the Green Party, I want to be your voice and advocate for the people here in our community.
Thanks, Stacey. We're being pretty loosey-goosey with the 30 seconds. I was just throwing that out there. Anyway, here's Diane Verniel. Diane.
Good morning, Craig, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you this morning, to speak with you, and to be joining Stacey and Laura May in this discussion this morning. Craig, I am the Liberal candidate for Kitchener Centre, and I am so passionate about this amazing community and fighting every day to ensure that we continue to prosper and that we continue to care for people who are in need. For 36 years as a news journalist in this community, I told stories that the ones that were most gratifying to cover were those where we could actually help someone. For the past 4 years, I have been doing this as your MPP in Kitchener Center. I've been fighting for and supporting our local businesses, our nonprofits, and working with our municipal partners. And for people who come into my constituency office every day, we help them solve their problems. My government has made record investments in our community. We've built up our hospitals. We built 4 new elementary schools. We have greatly expanded transit options in our region. And we are supporting many local social service agencies. Craig, I have the best job in the world. In full disclosure, being an MPP is not as glamorous as you might think. There are times that I wish that there were more hours in a day. But I'm a fighter and I'm an optimist, and I will keep fighting to make sure that Kitchener Centre and Waterloo Region gets the support that it needs from the province, okay, and that we keep being the awesome community that we are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, we should note that while we did invite Progressive Conservative candidate Mary Hannon Thorne to participate, she declined to be part of this morning's panel. There are a number of issues facing this region. Let's go right to transit. It's not a stretch to assume that all three of you support the all-day two-way go trains between here and Toronto. But Stacey, we'll start with you. What do you think needs to be done to actually make all-day two-way go a reality?
Well, I think that we can't put off having an adult conversation about exactly how we're going to fund that. I think that we need dedicated funding that we know is going to help us improve all of our public transit. There are other countries that have had so much success with things like tolls or congestion charges. And while it may not be fun to talk about it, if we want to move forward with the transit that we really need, it's so important for our local economy and for us getting around in our province, we really need to start having those conversations.
Laura May?
Yeah, I have to agree. As it stands, the government has failed to deliver on the two-way go. I know I've had moments where I've made jokes about being able to come into Kitchener and never get out, which is lovely because I love it here. But for my family who lives out in Scarborough, they can't get back. What Andrea Horvath's government is proposing is that we would provide 50% of the operating costs to municipal transit so that the public transit delivers for people and for the environment.
Now, is that municipally or is that for GoTrans, like GoTrans?
Well, municipally, I do think that it's really important for us to actually start having conversations with everybody so we can bring this all together. Okay. I think it's the bigger problem is that we often do this in silos.
Diane?
We do have a plan, Craig, and we are moving forward with it. And as a person who's lived here for 37 years and raised a family here, I care that we have a fast and reliable transit system. It's critical for our community. I can tell you that no other government in the history of Ontario has invested more in transit than we have, $190 billion over 13 years. So in Waterloo Region, we have doubled GO Train service since 2016. We have an agreement in principle with CN Rail to shift freight traffic off the Kitchener line to a bypass that we are building. And this is going to usher in all-day two-way GO Train service by 2024. That's the promise that we made, and we're on track to do that. We are also moving forward with Canada's first high-speed rail. We've committed to an $11 billion environmental assessment that's getting underway. And the province is fully funding a $43 million transit hub. It's just being built up the street from here at King and Victoria. And it's where GO Trains and LRT are going to intersect. And we put $325 million into the LRT. That is the single largest transit investment made by the province in the region's history. So together, we're working with our local partners to make this happen. And I would encourage everyone, if you want to get a briefing on this from Metrolinx and the Ministry of Transportation to find out where we're at. It's extraordinarily complex and it is very expensive. But we are committed to this. We are a priority in this region and we're moving forward.
You mentioned high-speed rail, Stacey. What is the Green Party's stance on the, the setting up and installation of high-speed rail?
Yeah, well, obviously we're really supportive of anything that's going to help to move our transit forward. High-speed rail, I think, is something that is going to be really hard to achieve and is going to take quite a long time to get in place. So we do need a lot of bridge solutions that we can put in place immediately because we can't, I like to go to Guelph to help support our leader, Mike Schreiner, and I can't get there very easily through public transit. That just makes no sense to me. So connecting our cities better is really important.
Where does the NDP come down on high-speed rail, Laura?
Well, I can tell you that I've heard stories of people who, though we know that we need to have better transit, are worried about how it's been implemented. And there's questions that I've been getting about decisions around whether or not we've actually taken the time to make sure that people who are in wheelchairs, for instance, can get from their home to where the buses are supposed to pick them up and that kind of stuff because of where some of the tracks have been laid. I know that for me, a lot of what I have to advocate for is for the actual issues that my constituents are actually experiencing. So when I heard that story and I thought to myself, wow, I've sat with taxi drivers and taxi drivers are saying, wait a second, there's something, it's not that we can't, that we shouldn't have it. It's there's something about the way that it's been implemented.
The opioid crisis. Let's switch to the opioid crisis now. I mean, it has hit the region very hard, has hit Kitchener hard. The current government has been criticized by some for not acting quickly enough. What do you think, Laura May, needs to happen to keep people safe and to keep people from dying from overdoses?
Well, I do think that we have to recognize that this is a public health emergency. And if we don't actually mobilize our forces to ensure that this is addressed, we're just going to be in more and more problems. I've heard frontline workers that have told me about the kinds of issues. I've watched as people have actually created safety nets for those that are experiencing addiction because the government is not responding to addiction in the same way. Oftentimes it's criminalized as opposed to actually treated as a health concern. So for the NDP, one of the things that we're going to do is invest in 30,000 more supportive housing units that are going to help people who are already beginning their recovery or help people who are ready to begin their recovery to rebuild in a place that's safe and stable, make sure that the supports that they need are right there, and make sure that we establish the operation of supervised injection sites. I don't know how else we can approach this without thinking that people need support. They don't need to be thrown into the correctional system.
Stacey?
Yeah, I think that this is something I'm really glad that we're talking about. I had the privilege of sitting in on a discussion with members from the BIA here locally in Kitchener about this issue and hearing from both sides, the mental health and the healthcare standpoint, as well as those of the local businesses. And what is clear to me is that this is a problem that's growing in our city and that we really need to address. So I'm fully supportive of having safe injection sites, as is the Green Party. And I think that we need to be really supporting all of our communities and having that happen in a way that doesn't negatively impact our local businesses.
Diane Verniel, the government has been criticized. You know, the numbers do keep going up every year. What is your take on this? I mean, what needs to still happen? What more can be done here?
So opioid use is not only an issue here in Waterloo Region, but it's a crisis in communities of all sizes mm-hmm. right across Canada. Everyone is struggling with it. Our government has been very clear that this is a public health crisis and it needs immediate and urgent action. We listen to people on the front lines who are dealing with this every day, including I sat down with a group from the Crime Prevention Council, and they helped to inform us of what we're dealing with here locally. And that's why we have put in place Canada's most comprehensive opioid strategy. We're investing over $250 million in more frontline and harm reduction workers. We're expanding the supply of naloxone kits and doing this free of charge. We expanded the rapid access addiction medicine clinics, and we want to set up safe injection sites in communities that do want them. Here in Waterloo Region, we've allocated $2.1 million to help local agencies, including Grand River Hospital and the House of Friendship, and they are the ones who are advancing this this crisis. They're looking at helping in this crisis for us. And for anyone who is struggling with an opioid addiction, for people on the front lines who are dealing with this every day, our policing services, our ambulance staff, they need to know that we are there to help them to combat this issue.
Further, speaking of health and hospitals, doctors at St. Mary's Hospital in Kitchener have said that they want to become leaders in Canada for cardiac services, but funding is something that holds them back. What would you do, Diane, to improve access to funding for our local hospitals?
Shortly after being elected, I sat down and I met with the CEO of the hospital, as well as I have ongoing roundtable discussions with a group of cardiac surgeons at St. Mary's. We have advanced $7 million for a new catheter lab that they wish to build at St. Mary's. That money is on the table. Just before the writ was dropped, I checked into the situation to see where it's at. And the architectural designs have been submitted by St. Mary's to what's called Capital Branch at the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care, and it's awaiting approval, and there should be no issues there. And once that goes through, we're looking at about 4 weeks, they can go ahead and start tendering that. But we know that our cardiac surgeons here at St. Mary's Hospital do a fantastic job. They're not just serving our region, but there are people who come from far and wide to use that facility, and I commend them, I praise them for the work that they are doing, and we support them in every way possible.
Stacey, how does the Green Party approach this? I mean, it is, you know, we saw on our vote compass here at CBC that healthcare has surpassed even the economy and what people are concerned about. Mm-hmm. What is the Green Party's take on funding?
Yeah, we want to take a holistic approach, as we do with so many of the other issues that face us, and look at the way that we're funding. We don't want to just be focusing on curing people. We really want to focus on preventing the illness in the first place. Excuse me. And sorry that. And so that really has a flow on effect on all of your spending. If you're making sure that you put in place all of the preventative measures that support people throughout their lifetime, then you can end up with more funding. As well, we also want to add a basic guaranteed income, and that's going to go a long way for helping people live in poverty stay out of our emergency rooms, which is what happens now, unfortunately.
Laura May.
So I'm going to answer in two quick parts. First, the big numbers and such that, as a politician, you're supposed to tell everybody. So in an Andrea Horvath government, we're going to increase funding by 5.3% immediately, with an operating funding increase of 5.3% per year, along with the capital investments. So overall, that means it's going to be over $5 billion in new investments by 2022. The fully costed plan is available on the website. People can go and take a peek. But what I've been noticing as I've been going door to door is that when I say something like $5 billion, people in Kitchener Center are trying to figure out how a $10 bill is going to last them for a week or how $100 is going to last them for the month. And so I can talk about big amounts of money that I'm investing, but if I'm still hearing stories of people that are waiting for over 24 hours before they're seen, or getting their help in the hallways of our hospitals, that's a big problem. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the kinds of investments that the NDP are providing, I think that it has to be something that looks at what does it mean to provide you with a good quality of life. And good quality of life, if somebody is going through cardiac illnesses, if somebody is going through cancer treatments, has to include mental health. And so the notion of having a mental health ministry is one of the ways that we can provide that support. And final note, just wanted to let everybody know I'm quite excited because Andrea is actually going to be here. Andrea Horvath will be in Kitchener tomorrow evening for a healthcare town hall. So it starts at 5:30 at Open Sesame, and we'll be able to hear a little bit more and provide your insights into what's happening here.
We have less than a minute each for this last question, unfortunately. Social housing, desperately needed in Kitchener. Stacey, we'll start with you, the Green Party. What would you like to see happen? And just a reminder, we're short on time here. What would you like to see happen to help those residents who are living on the streets?
Well, we can't afford to just wait to try and find funding to get more housing. And so what we'd like to do is add 20% requirement for developments to have affordable housing.
You would mandate that legally.
That's what we litigation. Would like to move towards. And that could immediately produce way more houses than we can afford to do, as well as changing some of the zoning bylaws that could allow for things like tiny houses, that type of thing.
Diane Bernil.
So just a minute to go. Okay. We have a very comprehensive affordable housing plan, and I would encourage people to go to our website to read more about it. We are looking at ways to make life more affordable for everyone, and that includes having raised the minimum wage. We have free medicine for youth and seniors. We have child care for preschoolers, free tuition for low-income students. We have increased OW and ODSP. We are presenting a drug and dental program, and we're advancing a basic income pilot. So when we look at trying to make life affordable, it's not just the housing piece, but it's many other areas. We're the only party that has this very comprehensive plan to address poverty in Ontario, and I'm very proud to stand behind it. And I will keep fighting to make sure that we do that.
Thank you. Laura May Lindo.
Okay, well, we also have a very strong plan to ensure that folks can get into housing sooner than later. One of the things that I've noticed is that people are telling me over and over again that they're waiting sometimes 10 years before they can get into their houses. They're on a waiting list for subsidized housing and that kind of stuff. So there is going to be a large investment in affordable housing. There'll be an investment in daycare, which makes a big difference also for a lot of people that are waiting. And we're just going to make sure that life for everybody is better.
I want to thank you all so much for coming in. That flew by so quickly. Thank you all so much. That is NDP candidate Laura May Lindo, Liberal candidate Diane Bernil, and Green candidate Stacey Dankert. The Progressive Conservative candidate for Kitchener Centre is Mary Hennin Thorne. She declined to be part of today's panel. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be speaking with candidates from Waterloo.